SBS Radio.
Mahigit sa kalahati ng mga nakakabatang Australiano ang nagsabing dumaan sila sa cyberbullying. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat na tinipon ni Samantha Gorling. Isang pambansang survey ang ginawa ng Headspace, ang National Youth Mental Foundation, na nakatuklas na 53% ng mga kabataan na may edad na 12 hanggang 25 ay nakaranas ng bullying sa digital space. At karamihan ng nasa panganib ay mga taong nasa edad ng pag-aaral at nakakabatang babae na may edad na 15 hanggang 17 taon. Ayon kay Nick Juigan, Senior Clinical Advisor ng Headspace National, maaari din itong magbigay ng malaking epekto sa kalusugan sa isipan ng isang bata at sa pag-aaral at pagtatrabaho. Kasama ng katulad na harapang pambubuli, ang kilos na may intensyong makasakit ay maaaring palakihin sa online space.
Just one exposure. For example, let's say one hurtful comment or a really impactful rumor or an image that's shared online. That might only be once, but it can be shared and distributed and seen by an infinite number of people almost instantly.
Karagdagan dito, ang harapang pambubuli ay malimit na ginagawa online. Sinabi ni Ginoong Duigan na hindi ito dapat maging bahagi ng makabagong buhay, kaya nag-alok ng ilang payo.
We can't accept this as part and parcel of what it's like to live in an online world. There has to be a community stand against this. The sorts of things that people, individuals can do: report the abuse on the platform on which it occurred, collect evidence, delete the abuse or block the person, get immediate support. Definitely don't carry it alone. If you're not getting an appropriate response from the platforms, report the incident to the eSafety Commissioner and they have takedown powers.
Sinabi din niya na ang mga paaralan ay maaaring magkaroon ng mahalagang papel karagdagan sa pagsagot sa cyberbullying.
It's the flip side of that as well. It's creating opportunities to develop healthy, respectful relationships, to foster supportive online communities, to give young people the skills that they need in order to make good, positive, healthy, productive face-to-face and online relationships.
Si Anne Gallagher ay nasa Headspace Family and Friend Reference Group. Ang kanyang anak na babae ay tumanggap ng cyberbullying nang may edad na 15 taon at ang kanyang kalusugan sa isip ay nagsimulang maghirap.
At first, we did the step back from social media a little bit. She actually tried to speak to the girls and say, this is where I'm at and this is why I'm doing it. As it progressed, we kind of took all the next steps, sort of following the cyberbullying website rules. And, you know, it just followed suit, really. It was only resolved when we decided to take control of it ourselves, in the sense that we took her out of the school, we placed her in a new environment for her to be away from it all. And that worked for her. It was because of what she had said to me, saying that I just need to feel safe.
Si Binibining Gallagher ay may ganitong mensahe para sa ibang magulang na may katulad na sitwasyon.
Listen to what they're saying. I know that sometimes it's really easy to get caught up in what's happening and the situation that you're in. But making the child feel important and validated with what they're going through is probably the bigger focus rather than the cyberbullying.
Ang social support katulad ng anak ni Binibining Gallagher ay lalo nang mahalaga sa ganitong sitwasyon. Ipinakita ng isang pagsusuri ni Dr. Larissa McCoughlin, isang postdoctoral fellow sa Sunshine Coast Mind and Neuroscience Thompson Institute sa University of Sunshine Coast, na ang social connectedness ay nakakabit sa kalusugan ng isipan.
The more socially connected young people feel, then the more likely they will have more positive mental health outcomes. Social connectedness can act as a protective buffer when young people are cyberbullied. So those that are more socially connected will have more positive mental health outcomes even if they are cyberbullied.
Ito ay maaari ding harapang ugnayan sa mga kaibigan, pamilya at guro, pero nangyayari din online.
So they may have really strong connections to their friends online. They may prefer to communicate online and not be so comfortable when it comes to talking face to face. So keeping these connections can be, you know, really positive, and it's really important sometimes to just keep the technology around in those cases. It is very common, especially in young men that are online gamers, that they may feel more connected online than offline. There's often a response from parents that they feel like their children are not being very sociable and they're not very connected to their friends, when in fact they could be more connected than those that aren't gamers because they're constantly talking to them all the time through these games.
Kung kayo o isang batang taong alam ninyo ay dumaranas ng cyberbullying, maaari kayong dumalaw sa eSafety Commissioner website para sa karagdagang impormasyon. O maaari din kayong tumawag sa Kids Helpline sa teleponong 1-800-55-1800 para sa suporta anumang oras.
SBS Filipino, araw-araw tuwing alas 6 ng umaga o anumang oras online.
sbs.com.au